Tim and Kelly are just staring at each other and then at me, and I don't know what their deal is.
Now he's staring at me.
I don't care.
He's just being weird.
Tim's being weird.
Teacher!
He's staring at us as if he wants to kiss us passionately.
Would you not right now?
Is that what passion looks like?
Passion looks like
they can't see how you look.
Just imagine.
I can weave whatever web I want.
Right. Imagine Timmy with passionate bedroom eyes. That's what he's doing right now. He's doing it right now, everyone.
I mean, just imagine. You look outside your window at night and there he is.
There he is.
Staring at you with those eyes.
With his baby, and that's how he's going
to
get into your
house. He's like, oh, sorry, my baby needs somewhere to sleep. Can I come inside your house?
It's cold outside.
It's cold.
You're going to leave this baby out here?
He's already been in your house. He's already robbed you, remember?
Oh, shit, that's right.
Yeah, he already broke in, robbed you with his baby, and now he's just staring at you at the window. So he's adding to the legend of Creepy Timmy.
See, I would either say something that's like vampire talk, but this sounds like a fae thing. Like, he's just only leaving his child in there. And
the fae definitely don't ask if they can come in your house.
Yeah, nope. And I definitely don't need to be invited in.
Definitely. No, whenever you come to my house, you just walk in.
That's actually true. I'm
just like, Timmy. I forgot what I was going to talk about. Oh! With it still being the Christmas season, presents are flying around, and one of my favorite gifts to get, or by myself, is board games. I love board games. I love board games of all kinds. Everything from, like, Clue to, like, those old, to, like, the Munchkins card game. Like, I love that kind of stuff. What are your favorite tabletop, like, board games? I'll go first because mine is one that I've played a few times, but it's so good. Scythe.
Mm.
Scythe is a game that I think John, you and I played.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I don't think I played with anyone here. So it is set in a alternate universe during, I think it's World War I or World War II, where instead of like tanks and stuff, they all have diesel mechs. And so it's called Diesel Punk. It's different from cyberpunk or, you know, or steampunk. It's Diesel Punk.
Yeah.
And so the art, it was all inspired by this artist that would put like these giant diesel mechs behind like farmers in like Eastern Europe and stuff.
Would you call Diesel Punk like cyberpunk for truckers?
Yeah, actually, that's a good way to put it. But no, the whole thing is really cool. There's like factions, and it's sort of like Risk, where like you have to like take over certain areas and defend spots and all this kind of stuff and build up a force. But there's even like a social aspect to it. The last time we were playing, my wife was playing the faction of Polonia, which is pretty much like Poland. And there's like a thing in the game where you have to gain favoritism with the local populace. And you can earn points by doing so. And when she found out that one of her abilities allowed her to, like, double the amount of, like, you know, favor points or whatever they're called, she was like, oh, I'm just going to be everyone's best friend. And so, like, whenever, like, a decision would come up on, like, a scenario card, she just did, like, whatever made, like, the local people happy. So it's a fantastic game. It's one of those ones that unfortunately takes like 30 to 40 minutes to set up and then 3 hours to play.
Oh my gosh.
But oh my gosh, is it fun. It's such a good game.
I have never played a game that takes 30, 40 minutes to set up and 3 hours to play.
I was about to say Risk, but I don't even think Risk is...
He means Pathfinder.
It's going over John's head.
Ah. I was just thinking about tabletop games.
Yeah, actual board games.
Yeah.
Board games. What are your board games?
I really like... I'm always a big Catan fan. I'll always have fun. I really like Boss Monster.
Oh, yeah, Boss Monster.
Boss Monster's amazing. Where you you play as the big bad of a dungeon. And you build out your dungeon.
Yep.
Try to kill heroes.
Yep.
Kill heroes for points.
Yep.
That game's so much fun. I think I have that and the expansion. I don't get to play it that much, but when I do...
I remember I bought it at like Oda or Capsicon or something like that, and I remember we played that
Jake,
at my
Jake
house.
Jake discovered this game.
Uh-huh. We played that over my house for months.
Oh yeah, yeah, that one's really really good.
We're constantly like, if you send one more hero to my fucking dungeon, I swear to God.
I'll go with a classic and go with like Stratego or something.
Oh,
we had a lot of fun playing Stratego in my house.
Yeah, I used to play Stratego a lot when I was younger. That was always fun. Trying to figure out where the hell they put the
where's the 10.
Where's the flag?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where's the damn flag?
It's basically like a chess-like movement game where your all your units have a value of 1 to 10. Like, a 2 kills a 1, you know, so on and so forth. And you can set up your guys in whatever order you want, but the enemy can't see it.
So you're, like, guessing, and, yeah, like, it's you go up in fancy, you're like, I will send him to go up there, and you're like... Sorry, like
I'm gonna take my 7 and I'm gonna attack this unit. If it's a 10, you know you're screwed.
So
it's interesting. It's a pretty classic game.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's old, but I remember playing that all the time.
Yeah, it's all mind games.
And if you know the other person, like there's points that you can like put bombs on the field.
Yeah,
and what me and my one friend used to do about it is first thing you do, you're like put bombs around the flag so they can't get to it. But then there's troop units that can disable the bombs.
Yeah, it's
so
threes.
you're like, okay. What then we started doing was false areas. So then instead we just put bombs around like a 10. So you go up there and you're like, hi, I got your flag. And you're like, nope. It just kills them. And we just kept going back and forth about that, trying to mess each other up.
It's the equivalent of hiding a tank in shrubs.
Yeah, yep. Pretty much. Honestly, like, I've played a... the games I kind of enjoy playing more for board games and stuff recently, it's just been more fast-paced ones.
Uh-huh.
So one of the ones was actually called Gloom. And the Yeah, and the art style is, I would say, like, Tim Burton-esque.
Oh, nice.
In a way, so, like, almost like old Addams Family. I'm just making sure I actually have it, because I know there's another game called Gloom, but I think that's Gloomhaven.
Gloomhaven. Gloomhaven is out of the 40 Warhammer universe, isn't it?
I think so. But Gloom, like have it on here, like that John could see. It's kind of like very black and white images and stuff like that.
Yeah, I pulled it up.
Man, and the whole point is that you pick your own family. Yeah, there's like out of 4 families in there. And the whole point is try to kill your own family out of depression. And the whole thing is just, like, you get cards, like, and you're constantly using cards against your enemy to make them happier. In order, the whole game is to make your family depressed enough that they all die.
That's the most Gen Z game I've ever
played. Yeah, right?
It's such a fun little game, though, because it's like, oh, what's this? You're like, oh, like, the taken to the circus or something. And then it's like, the clowns actually make you laugh and not cry instead.
No.
And it's just, like, weird... like sayings in each one, but like if you look up the art style, it's just like very gothic.
Yeah, yeah. I really love the art style. They definitely took the tips from Tim Burton on these.
Oh, they did.
There's like people that very like dark and drastic lines and stuff like that. Go look up Gloom the board game. That looks like a lot of fun. Timbo,
I've been trying to find the name of this game.
Okay.
Monopoly.
No. So
it's called Goldfish.
I think it's the board shape might be a hexagon, and you place various like shapes on the board, and you want to like I think you want to like connect your shapes or something, and the most coverage you get on the board like connected determines your points or something.
Are you talking about Four Gods?
It's literally like you have like
it's based on shapes, right? Like triangles and squares, right? And you're trying to
but you can have like weird shapes, you know.
I actually think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I feel like I knew
red
this.
Blue yellow or green.
Yeah,
huh.
And I used to play that game all the time when like my cousins would visit. Like they would visit like every year around the Super Bowl. And we would literally just, like, play that game till, like, the wee hours in the morning.
Blokus!
Blokus!
There you go.
Oh, how did you find it so quickly?
Shape building board game.
I looked at board game with shapes, adult.
By Milton Bradley.
There's a lot of penis shapes in here.
Yeah, Blokus. Oh, my gosh.
Your family was big into this.
Oh, yeah.
I met you guys.
Oh, so I guess it was a square. It was a square playing field.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Incredible game. It's so funny because I was like, man, I don't really like Merry Mini. Oh, no. We didn't play the original Blokus. We played Blokus Trigon because that one is a hexagon shape.
Okay. Yeah. They just added more shapes into it.
Wait,
yeah.
What was it called? Blokus?
Yeah. Blokus. Blokus. B-L-O-K-U-S. Oh. Blokus Trigon is much better than original Blokus.
Damn.
I would have just pronounced it Blokus.
Blokus. I mean,
I think that's what my family called it.
Yeah.
Blokus.
Want to play some Blokus? I don't know. I like that better.
Yeah.
And then
I don't, Mark.
Well, if you're British, it's Blokus.
Blokus. You know, that's probably why. Because I'm always doing accents. Yeah, Blokus.
Playing the blokes. Playing with the blokes.
Well, you know what is Blokus? Getting a fireball right to the face. As last time, you guys dealt with the Wrath of the Destroyer, a trap that was casting Phantasmal Killer on you guys every single round.
Yeah, that's a party killer.
It could have been if you guys didn't take certain steps in order to disable it. In fact, Timmy, remember you hit the DC exactly. because of the item that you used.
Yeah, the thurible of revelation.
The sensor. Yeah, you guys still would have been dealing with it. I might have ended the episode of one of you dying, but I did not.
I sound so disappointed.
Yeah,
I was convinced. Honestly, I was convinced I was going to die.
Yeah,
like just convinced.
I mean, Benson, you were at half health after the
yeah.
So you spent a round to recover, and you guys were getting ready to open up the door, and you know that thing when you're like in like a public restroom. I know this happens to me at work,
and a fireball comes in.
Yeah, where you go to open up the door, and then the door opens anyway.
Hate when you open a stall and you get hit by a fireball.
What's this little beat? Oh,
yeah, it definitely happens to me all the time, Jake.
I always have a key ring of counterspell, so no.
But if you're in like a public space and you go to like open up a door, and then as you go to open it, the door opens and you're like, oh no! But this is much worse than that, as a fireball comes through and explodes.
I'm gonna use that comparison.
Into the room.
Yeah,
I feel like I imagine like, you know, this like tiny bead that, you know, comes through, kind of just has like sort of like a hissing sound, you know, like some gas about to erupt.
Very grenade like in that way. Yeah,
the grenade hiss.
Granada.
No, I just mean like a bomb. Gotcha. Like a, yeah.
Fuse going down.
Tear gas grenade, maybe.
So let's just go ahead and I need you guys to roll a
reflex
save, and I also need you guys to roll initiative. Let me get all of you in here really quick. Not that one.
Hey, Jake.
Huh?
You want to look at my dice right there?
Did Benson roll a natural 20?
I did.
That's full plate.
All right, after Benson's after 20, let's see what Kezra gets.
The look he gave. It looks good kill.
Okay.
All right, so let me get to the spell DC. All right. Let's go around the table. Benson, you said you got a natural 20.
Natural 20.
All right, so that is a critical success. No damage. Elkwood?
29 for Elkwood.
29, regular success, so nothing.
And a 32 for Vamir.
And a success, so you'll take half. Let me go ahead and let me roll the damage now.
You're saying Vamir doesn't have evasion?
Nope.
Nah.
How much I wish.
Let's see, it's the 6. There's a 66 points of fire damage. Very nice.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and do that really quick.
I mean, Vamir has a plus 15 to his reflex.
Right, yeah.
He just stopped that.
19 points of fire damage, so ooh. You'll take...
8?
So you'll take half of that.
Okay.
And Adelar?
18.
18. That is a regular fail.
Thank God.
Which is good. So you'll take the full 19.
I think you mean 14 damage.
Whatever.
As the ring of fire resistance.
where did he get that? Oh, that's right. It took me a minute. I was like, where the hell did he get this ring from?
Kezra, what'd you get?
I got 25.
25. Ooh, regular fail.
Oh, wait. I thought this was initiative.
No. This is the reflex save. For the
okay.
Fireball.
Well, then this was not that. Instead, this was a 31 counteract check.
Oh
shit!
Damn. So the counteract. So you're doing it. So you're
against
the
caster's spell DC.
So it's just like his regular DC.
It'll be the DC of the spell.
Right. So, wait, what was your total?
31.
31, so that does beat it.
So a shield just goes up in front of Kesra and blocks all of the fire.
Wait. Wow. Only for you?
Just for me.
Aww.
Spell immunity, baby.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Spell immunity fireball all day.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I can attempt to counteract every fireball until I prepare spells again.
Wow.
Very nice.
What?
Damn. Spell immunity lasts until you prepare your spells.
Oh my gosh.
That's nice.
So, yeah.
That's cracked.
So even if, yeah, so I can, block all your fireballs.
That's awesome.
Jeez.
And we know, like, we're gonna get fireballed this whole adventure.
Yeah. I know. I was gonna resist energy, but I already used a fourth level spell on spell immunity, so I was like, eh. So,
well, there we go.
Game in clutch.
All right, I will need you guys to roll initiative now.
There
if
we
you
go.
Have not done so. Kesra, you said you rolled already for initiative.
No. That was. Now I'm rolling initiative.
Oh, okay. Now you're rolling.
I am using my intimidation to do this as I'm bursting through this door ready to kill everything on the other side.
All right. So after we do initiative, I will go ahead and open up the doors and show you what is attacking you. Vincent, what did you get for your initiative?
34.
Ooh. Not bad.
Oh, you prick.
Adelar, what did you get?
Adelar got a 35.
Just for rules purposes, this wasn't a level 6 fireball, was it?
No. It was
okay,
not.
Shit. Good. Then yes, I counteract.
No, it was not. Elkwood?
Could I be using stealth with this? As I kind of...
You were stealthing out, actually, yeah.
So what did you get? 34?
Yeah.
35. 36. Natural 18 for an 18 additional stealth.
Gezer, what'd you get?
23.
All
right. Okay.
So you're going last again.
I have terrible initiative.
I don't know. This creature could be rolled natural one.
Hey, I didn't take any fireball to the face.
Neither did I.
Oh, nice. Wow. Did you critically succeeded?
Yeah. Natural 20.
So I like to believe that it's either his, like, the full plate completely shielded him, or he just dodged, like, the Matrix.
Yeah. So the only people that took any damage in that fireball were Vermeer and Adelar.
Yep. So let me go ahead and open up the doors. So there's a door on the left and a door on the right.
Uh-oh.
Inside you see... let me read the room first. Always got to read the room, Jay. The fossilized ribs of a massive creature support the ceiling above, while the walls are carved with the relief of an immense dragon burning cities and eating other dragons.
Oh.
What you see in this room is a... Charakal Dragon Priest, he threw the fireball as he's laughing maniacally.
And then he looks and goes, oh, I only hit two of you.
Yeah. And you also see something a little bit bigger of a creature that you fought before. Let me go ahead and pull that up.
Is that the Fey thing? With the
they are the yeah, they were the Feylic creatures. These were the creatures that had... they had, like, crocodilian, like, faces.
Yeah, the one that Adelar figured out.
Yep. What they were. I'm going to hit show to players here, and you guys should see them.
Yep.
Yeah. So the ones that you fought were the ones on the left. These are the ones on the right. These look like beefier versions of them. Much longer snouts and jowls and sharper teeth.
They're swole.
They are swole. They're swole by the...
Medium or small?
They are small.
Oh, okay.
No, actually, sorry. They are medium.
That's what I thought.
They are medium. But let's go ahead and get into the initiative here. So the one, let me reveal all of them in the initiative now. So the one all the way on the, right, this creature is going to step up and try to attack you, Benson.
Okay.
So, it is going to try and...
Would a 34 intimidate him?
Oh, yeah, because you were using it on that when he opened up the
door. I feel like a 34 should.
A 34 does intimidate him, so he's only frightened one.
I'll take it.
All right, so in this, he is going to... get his jaws. All right, yeah, so he's just going to use his jaws here to strike out at you. That is going to be a 34 to hit?
Yes, I believe that hits.
Alright. That is 22 points of piercing damage.
Whew. Good amount of damage.
And then... Let's see, they have... You aren't. No. Okay. Sorry. I was just seeing if you're flat-footed for a very particular reason. and then he's going to do a second jaw strike on you. 30 to hit.
Nope.
Wow.
Hmm.
Okay. That was its turn. Next is going to be Elkwood. Okay. Elkwood, you are pretty certain they have no idea that you're there. You're hiding behind some of the bones.
Bones and people.
Yep.
So first thing he does is hunt prey on the one that just attacked Benson and does a two action. Like he just whips out a hatchet and just hurls it.
Okay.
Fast with two actions. That's a 28.
28 against this guy. Will that be a hit?
Nice. Okay, I'm accepting that. 2d6.
I will allow you to accept it.
2d6.
Got a lot of damage coming out.
Mm-mm.
No?
But I do get my strength modifier on this, so 15 points of damage.
How many?
15.
15 points of damage.
Solid hit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And that was just one action.
Two actions.
Oh, two actions.
That was my two action. So it would avoid concealment and stuff like that.
Oh, right. I understand. Yeah. Okay. You have one more action. Do you want to do anything?
No. Okay. I don't have another action. Because my first action was Humprey.
Oh.
Yeah. And second.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't want to. You know your character.
Yeah.
Adelard, your turn.
So, because we know like creatures similar to the ones in front, can I extrapolate any information from my previous knowledge on the other ones?
I'll say that you could make a knowledge check with a bonus.
Okay, sure. Yeah. What? I'm guessing this is. Oh, it's Fey. So.
It'd be nature. Yeah. Yep.
They don't like to get stabbed.
15. Nope. Even with the bonus.
I know.
You're not sure. They look similar, so you know that they have a bite attack. You know that.
Right.
I think one of them tried to charm Benson at some point.
Right.
So you know they have some innate magic. Okay. Stuff, but.
I am sure that I would have asked what their alignment was. I know that obviously their alignment could be different than their. Friends, but do I remember what the other one's alignment was?
Neutral evil.
Okay.
I'll give you that. Yeah, they're hella evil.
Okay, definitely evil.
Evil.
All right, so I won't Divine Lance then, because I'm like, well, the other one's neutral, probably these two. So I will take a gamble, and I will try to produce flame on... which one did you hit, Elkwood? The one on the right or the left?
Right.
Okay. I think I can still see that one. 15 feet. Yep.
I'll say it gets a little bit of cover because there's bones in the door there.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. Some bones.
So they get a plus one if it's a little bit of cover.
But he's also scared, so frightened.
He is.
He is frightened, yeah.
There we go. Cancels out. And that's a decent roll, 32.
30. Yeah, that is a hit, even with the cover.
All right. Alright, so that's going to be some wild damage coming out. You don't even know.
Oh, really?
You don't know? You don't know. I never told you.
But not a crit.
I'm going to say 15 points of damage.
That'd be rolling really well.
Oh, okay.
That's.
You said wild damage. I'm just guessing.
Rain that damage in. It's too wild.
It's too wild.
It's only 17 points of damage.
Oh wow!
Wait, what the?
You just were like. I forgot. You add your spellcasting ability mod.
Oh yeah, that's like a plus four. Right
Stop.
There. Yeah.
Lying.
Stop lying.
All right.
It's
my turn.
Benson, it's your turn.
So, turns out I have a plus 18 instead of a plus 17, so I would have gotten a 35 too. Screw you, Tim. but hands off the chess piece. So. I mean, I'm just going to swing away at this dude in front of me.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, he's been hit a few times now, so.
Do-do-do. 27.
27 is a... just a hit.
Okay. 15 points of damage.
Okay.
I will swing again after I pull my sheet up.
15. Oh, that's where the 15 was from. See? I was guessing 15 just too early.
Nope, miss.
Miss on the second.
Yeah, and just Hail Mary. I guess I'll swing in this last one.
What'd you get for your second one total?
17.
Oh, okay.
Do-do-do. Nat 20, please.
Maybe, maybe.
27.
27 total?
Yeah, it was 36.
Plus heroism, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Then.
20, yeah.
Yeah, your last attack hit.
Yes!
Yeah, full. Wow, nice. If I wasn't taking any minuses, that was 36.
Oh, right. So, okay.
12 points of damage.
12 on the last. Nice.
Right.
And that heroism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That,
paying
yeah.
dividends.
Plus one makes all the difference.
That it does. All right, it comes to the creature on the left, the one that Kezra is directly in front of.
I can't see that for some reason.
That's because you're over there.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The there's a wall in the way of you. So,
damn you, dynamic lighting.
You should have a setup where all of you have vision of each other's vision, but
yeah.
If not, it's all right. All right, so it is going to. It's going to do the same thing to you there, Kezra, in which it will. Wait, you can. No, it's not going to do that. Alright, so it is going to do this, in which two jaw attacks. Well, yeah, no, three, actually, because you're right there. First jaw attack on you, Kezra, is a 32 to hit.
Hit.
Alright. 22 points of piercing damage.
Oof.
Well, that hurt.
Yeah.
These guys are a little.
How much is it? 21?
Damage?
Yeah.
22 points of piercing damage.
Uh-huh.
Second jaw attack. 24 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Oh.
Rip.
If only I had gone first.
Another 22 points of damage.
Jeez.
Oh, gosh.
And then the last attack is at the minus 10. Let's see if anything happens. 16 total, so that is going to be.
No.
Yep. All right, that was its turn. It is now your turn, Kessler.
Ow. That hurt, yeah. So I am going to one action cast True Strike, one action summon my Dragon Claws, nice. And last action try to hit him.
Nice, nice.
Slash out with my claws. Come on, natural 20 on one of these.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, one of them's a natural one.
Ooh, all right. That, good use of True Strike.
Yeah. The other one, however, is a 32.
Hey.
32, that is a regular hit.
Beautiful. Meaty, cool. Meaty hit.
Some big meaty claws.
Big meaty claws.
Never far from a SpongeBob reference.
As we should be.
10 damage.
10 points of damage.
One of which is lightning.
Doesn't matter. He still takes all the same. Next is the Dragon Priest's turn. He is going to.
Is he going to try to throw another fireball?
I mean, it's viable.
Yeah. Wonder if those guys are also immune to fire.
He is going to run up. And he sort of stands in the middle of the two doors there. And he is going to cast heal on the one that just took a bunch of damage.
Oh, wow. Two-action heal.
Yep. Full two-action healy.
The question is, does he do D8s or D10s?
Word.
Let's see. So it is a... to me, it's only a second-level heal.
Okay, so that would be 2d8 plus 16.
Yep, 2d8 plus 16. So there's going to be... See, it doesn't automatically heighten the healing spells for some reason. So I need to do that myself.
Oh, yeah, that was an issue I had with Foundry.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why.
It does say what it does. It heightened right, it. Right. Just doesn't automatically heighten it, like, which is fine.
Adelar sees it and he's like, what's that healing? Get out of here.
Well, there goes all the damage I just did to it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep, heals for a good amount back.
Yikes.
And that is the end of its turn. Top of round two. The creature that Benson is attacking is going to do its regular jam on you.
Damn, that rolled high, then.
Yes, it rolled one above you.
Shit.
Yeah. Right. First jaw attack on Benson. 28 to hit?
Nope.
Garbage roll, holy shit. Second attack... Worse.
Nice.
And the last one, still worse.
Yay.
That's what keeps us going.
Jeez. Yep.
I just need to avoid those natural 20s.
Is it 28, 21, 20? Just kept going down. But the rolls were going up, though, which was interesting. Yeah. Okay, so after that, next is Oakwood.
All right. He's going to do another two-action throw on this one with another hatchet.
Are you throwing at the one that I'm in front
yes.
of me? Or?
Okay. Yeah, and that is a 29 to hit.
29, that will hit.
Okay, so that's... Yeah. And... 8. Ugh. Garbage. 12 points of damage.
Okay.
And a final action, he's going to, like, the hatchet kind of, like, struck at a certain spot, and he's on point to Benson and be like, strike! As he gives you a warden spoon.
Nice!
Okay. Adelar?
Your okay. turn. Well, it seems like it's just these three combatants so far, so I will save my little Trixie spell for later.
Who knows what it could be?
People are looking pretty hurt. I know Benson is... Yeah, Benson so-so. Kezar, you've taken some damage.
I've still got a pretty big help.
Yeah, pool. Yeah. So people are getting bruised, but they're not getting bloodied. So with that in mind, I think I will try another... produce flame on the one we've kind of been chipping down.
All right.
Same roll, 32.
Okay.
Wild. Literally right. 16 on the die.
Yep. And so this is the one that on the right that you've
yes,
been yeah, you hit last time.
Yeah. Okay. The one Benson, Elkhorn, and I have just been going at.
Yep.
Jake, you might want to private this because I just saw how much he healed for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
your rolls are actually private, John.
Yeah.
I did that for a reason. Yeah, should be all private GM rolls.
Well, we see it.
Damn it.
Yeah, we see. We see what's the magic behind the curtain.
15 damage, by the way.
15 points of damage.
What's so weird is like the two die that rolled fours.
I don't know how you saw. I see what you saw. Never mind. All right. Sorry, hold on. How do I private?
I have to know his name.
No!
That's the creature.
Dang it!
I can do an Eldritch spell and make him force him to follow my will.
Adelar casts Invoke True Name.
I've been reading so much about this spell, I'm going to use it so bad.
I know, it's cool.
It's a good one. Anyway, sorry, back to the action here. So you hit for how much?
15 points of fire!
15 points of fire.
The Dragon Priest is like, God damn it, stop!
And then, as always, you know I got that one action left.
Benson, may Abadar guide your blade.
I've got two things buffing me.
Yeah,
this
man.
Round.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Benson, it is your turn.
You don't want to know what I want to know?
What?
Tell me. If you went, like, a specific build on a cleric, and you had access to the counterspell feat, could you counterspell a heal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying, it sounds pretty cracked to me.
Well, we don't run into enemies that heal,
yeah.
like using the heal spell, very often.
Yeah, most of the time they're just like, well,
it's just a massive health pull. Yeah.
It's almost like the guys are a bit smarter.
Who's smarter?
These guys.
Oh, these guys, yeah.
They're smarter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They get paid more.
What is the bonus you're giving me?
Plus one.
And I won't give you a bonus but until you hit.
Yeah.
Okay, 31.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's a plus two because heroism and guidance.
Yeah, whatever. 32. 32 hits, yeah.
Nice.
And...
So now you can get off some of this.
Oh, fuck you.
Well, roll
damage.
Another...
Come on.
Oh, roll no. another D8.
Some garbage-ass roll.
Oh, no. Sorry, Uncle's helping you.
Okay. So, 15 points of damage.
That's great.
Hey.
Yeah, that's great. It's solid.
Lots of 15s, like I
know.
Yeah.
And ta-da. And strike at a minus 5. Nope, that's a miss.
Okay.
And you know what? Just for the hell of it, we will do one more. Please give me a natural 20.
Please. Please, Foundry.
Please, sir. I need a natural 20.
I need a hero.
I need a hero. 24.
Nope, miss. 25.
25.
Miss.
26.
Miss. Stop it.
20.
Stop it. I know what you're doing.
27. 28.
Okay, that was my turn.
All the guidance.
All right. Next is the creature that is on the left. So the one that bit into Kezra last time. He's enjoying what he's doing, so he's just going to keep doing it.
You love what you do, you never work a day in your
life.
Exactly,
yeah, yeah. All right, so... First jaw attack on you, Kezra. 26 to hit.
Yep.
16 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
Second jaw strike, 25 to hit.
Yep.
Yeah, it's bad.
14 points of piercing damage. And the last attack... Oh my god. 27 to hit.
Oh my...
Yep.
Ugh. At a minus 10.
At a minus 10.
Ugh, yeah. Holy shit.
Nasty.
That was exponentially increasing better rolls.
Yeah.
It went the opposite of the way it did last time. 22 points of piercing damage on that one. Mm.
Yeah, I think you need to start healing him.
That sucks.
Okay.
Yep.
Went from bruised to bloody. Like,
all of a sudden, Kezra just has a bunch of puncture wounds all over. He's just leaking blood.
Yeah, he like shoves his... He like bites into my neck.
Yeah.
Just like shove him off.
Get off.
Just takes a bunch of my flesh with him.
And Adelar still does the question, does anyone need healing? As he
Kezra's like, oh god.
He just looks down. You just see blood just out of his neck.
Oh, you're breathing. Be fine. Suck it up.
Rub some dirt in it.
Kezra, it is your turn. You are more than welcome to rub dirt in your neck.
Kezra shoves this guy off of him. He's battered and bloodied. He steps into the room.
Oh, there it is.
And he lines up a dragon breath with all three of them.
There we go.
Geometry.
Sacred geometry.
All right, roll reflex saves for everyone.
I don't really want to.
No.
No.
No, Jake.
I just won't.
I think you can forego doing the reflex save and just get hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can. True. You can not dodge.
Just give up.
just like open your arms. Just you know what? Yeah. All right.
That was a clutch move.
I wonder if these creatures are like the dragon priest is like weaker than them.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, spellcaster man.
But yeah, I had to step through the door into the room with these creatures.
Mm. Yep.
Well,
all right, let me go through. Let me get my reflex saves off. I apologize.
It was a step.
Oh, yeah, so you're fine.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so. Going in order, so I'm going left to right here. Okay. The creature that is directly in front of you got a 23 total.
Fail.
Fail.
Nice.
The Charwarkot Dragon Priest got a 21.
Fail.
Fail. Oh. The creature all the way to the right got a natural one.
Oh. Yes! Critical fail. So the total was 31. So the fail...
Wow.
Yeah, it rolled really well.
Oh.
So 31 and 62 for the last guy.
Dude,
the
guy is barbecued.
Holy shit.
Because he just lets out this horrible dragon breath.
Again, Kezra just going.
Sorry,
and saying,
62? Yeah.
62 for the crit fail.
Oh my god.
He's still up?
Oh, still up.
Wow.
He is... he is barely hanging on. And I mean barely hanging on because of that.
Yeah, that first,
if he didn't heal, he'd definitely be down. Let me just say that.
That first roll was... 5, 5, 5, 6, 2, 3, 5.
Oh,
goodness.
It was a really good roll.
Yeah. Okay. Is that the end of your turn, sorry?
Yeah, that was a step and spell.
The dragon priest, seeing this lightning come out, is going, ow! And he is going to do something that I love doing with this creature. Volcanic eruption.
No,
cast fireball on me.
So, as he moves his hands and they become engrossed in flame and he touches the ground and everyone in a 15-foot emanation from him needs to make a reflex saving throw.
So
15. I can't see him. Am I within 15?
Yeah, you are.
Oh.
Am I in 15 feet?
You are behind a wall, but yeah, it doesn't say that it's blocked by walls.
Yep.
So, yeah, it affects the ground, so it's just the ground. Yeah,
no, right. No, but I meant like, okay, so I'm 50. I guess I can't see him.
So oh, yeah, so so he's, yeah, he's actually just, you're actually just within the 15 foot.
Oh, really?
He's just north of you, 15 feet. He's behind the wall.
So it's a reflex?
Yep, reflex savings are.
I rolled well, but I still might fail.
I rolled pretty well, so I think I'll just get a regular success.
Get out of here.
What is
30.
Elko, what'd you get?
30.
Yeah, whatever.
That was a low roll, too. Yeah, great.
Fuck you.
Natural 8.
I literally just imagined Elko just dancing on the battlefield, dodging everything.
Yeah, he just... Whoop.
With a natural 18 and my plate armor bonus, that's a 31.
Hey. 31, that is a regular success. So you'll still take half of the damage, but Adelar, what'd you get?
26.
26, a regular success.
Oh.
And Gezer.
25.
That
24.
Is,
sorry.
24. That is a fail.
Okay. Oh.
Priest slams his fist into the ground, causing fire to erupt from the earth. This is the thing where it says, each not worshipper of Dahok standing
nice,
on the ground.
Nice.
Very funny.
Well, I guess they worship Dahok.
I convert. Ooh, I guess. I convert really quickly.
See you, Omide.
Imagine a reaction to them worship their god.
Yeah. They're like, wait, what?
So, let me go ahead and roll. So, you are the only one that failed, Kezra, so you fall prone.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and roll the damage here, because you'll take the full damage. And everyone else will take half, unless you critically succeeded here. So you take 16 points of damage. 11 of that is fire.
Okay.
All right. So Benson and Adelar, make sure they take half of that damage, and you are not prone.
All right, you said 11 of that was fire?
Yeah, 11 of it was fire.
Okay, so half, because I succeeded. So that means 5 of it was fire, so that gets taken off.
Right.
So I only take 3 damage.
Yes. Yeah.
Cool.
How much fire damage can that ring absorb?
5.
Damn.
It's decent.
Yeah,
that's a pretty damn good ring.
Yeah. Very thankful y'all gave it to me.
The healer needs this.
You see, Kezra just has like a wound, like a terrible, gaping, burning wound, but he's lying on the ground, he's still conscious.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
round 3, top of the round. The creature all the way on the right.
Okay.
That's my guy.
Yep. That is your guy. He is going to. God, he's like no HP left. I mean, the most he can do here is to try to. Yeah, he doesn't really have anything else. Oh, we got Charm Person. That'll work. Nah. his last two raw here with his jaws here.
You got beautiful eyes.
Yeah, your beautiful eyes. I want to eat them. Oh, damn it. I'm always messing this up. Fuck. 35 to hit.
Hits.
Yes.
These guys got strong to hit.
Yep. They sure do. 19 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
That was fucking incredible rolling, actually.
Can we go back to Charcoal Warriors?
So, just, where's the CR3 Charcoal Warriors? Give me those guys.
I just want a crit.
Next one, 26 to hit.
New.
Last one is a 18.
Maybe. No.
No. Okay. Give me a little bit of hope there with a maybe. All right. That was his... most likely his last turn. Elkwood.
Okay.
I got this one.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want to move on, I'm saying.
Okay. Sure. That's fine. I will let you have this one.
I was just saying, if you want to move on, help Kezra.
Yeah, I guess I should help Kezra. Just stand over him. So
you could hold your action to make sure.
Yeah, I guess. No, because I kind of like my point in line. That way, like, if I give him a boon... that he immediately can just use it.
That's true.
Like, so he
that's
doesn't have to wait an entire turn.
Yeah.
He's going to take a two action... No, switch Hunt Prey to the one next to Kezra.
All right, the one on the left. So he's standing over Kezra right now.
And two actions... God, yeah. Throw another hatchet. I think I only have one more. So
you got to pick them all up after.
I do.
Yep.
Just rip them out of the chest of all your kills.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh,
Kezra. Oh, come on. What a monster.
What are you doing?
I can't see it.
With,
what a
with,
monster.
With,
Hey!
The edible dice.
Dice from Portal Dice.
Portal's Games.
Portal's My Games. Lemon yellow dice.
There you go.
Alright, so.
What's the card? Card?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Come on, Kel.
Oh my god, I'm rolling.
Kelly's just thinking about dying.
I'm just rolling.
The high level spellcasting is like, alright, I got all these options.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
What type of weapon are you using?
Hatchet, so it'd be slashing.
Gut slash. The target takes 1d4 persistent bleed damage, and any creature it swallows whole is immediately released.
Hey, yeah. Wow, so much fun. Okay.
So you slice his stomach open.
Okay.
Yeah. They are bitey, so yeah.
Well, that is fantastic rolling from these dice right now, so it's... sorry, I need a math for a minute.
I don't like that.
Simple math.
I need a math to figure out the moment.
Oh, yeah. I see, that's 23 damage, doubled.
Oh,
so 46.
That was a 6, a 5, and a 7. Plus strength modifier, plus weapon
what
expertise.
What a monster. Sheesh.
And his hatchet just kind of sticks right in him.
Yikes.
Right into his stomach. All of a sudden, you see some of his muscle and his fat around his stomach spill out.
And some of Kezra.
You double your precision damage from Hunt Prey, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Just make sure.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So the precision damage, I rolled a 7, so that was actually really
That's
good.
That's awesome.
All right.
And I.
And he takes 1d4 persistent bleed on his turn.
Hey. That's right.
And
that's right.
4 to hell of it. Vamir's on go up. As
That's
well.
What I'm talking about.
Let's. Get my hit. Yeah, it's probably not. No, it's not the hit. 23.
Nope, that is a miss. Alright. Adelar, it is your turn.
Alright, time to break out some heals for my friend and yours, Kezra Dejadon.
That sounds very.
Kezra, come on up here. Come on.
Very down. Radio jockey almost.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, that was an excited.
Yeah,
I know, he was very happy.
This would be a lot of healing.
Good. Because I should have died.
Oh, you went into ferocity?
Yeah.
Damn.
Shit. Don't keep that shit to yourself.
I said I have like a really bad wound.
That's right.
Yeah, he said really bad wound and somehow stole.
I
only had 10 HP left.
Don't worry, because you just got 59.
Damn. That is good shit.
Yeah, a 10, an 8, a 7, and then a 2.
The Adler looks at the Dragon Priest. That's how you heal.
That's
how you do that, nerd.
And then I will actually walk up to the creature that is on death's door.
Uh-huh.
And I just say to it, looks like you're about to take a trip on the river.
Wait. Oh, yeah, that's right. You go before. I was like, oh, yeah. Got confused because you both rolled. So.
Okay. Alright, was that your full complement?
Yeah.
Of moves? Okay.
Yes, of actions.
Yes. Benson, it is your turn.
Okay, hopefully I can turn this guy into mincemeat.
Probably.
Just need to hit once.
Probably. If you don't, it'd be hilarious, though.
Do I still have... No, guidance is done.
You still have heroism.
Still heroism.
35.
35, that is a hit.
That's with the plus one.
I was hoping, yeah.
Oh,
so close.
18 points of damage.
Well, he had 2 left.
Yes. So
good.
He dies.
Cut him down.
So he goes to dying 1.
Right. Yes, creatures famously go good at dying 1.
Well, it's actually kind of relevant.
Why?
There's a healer.
Because there's a healer?
I mean, yeah, I guess so, but...
I have a feeling this healer's like, well, you fucked up, so...
Let me see...
Why would I heal you?
No, he does not. No, he does not. He does not get a dying 1.
He just dies.
Yeah, he just dies. He doesn't have any more heal spells.
Oh.
<That's fine.
laughs> Oh.
And...
Convenient.
Not that you would know that, but like, make sure to double tap. Oh, he just did.
Taking a 5-foot step, is that a free action? Or
no, it's one action.
One action.
Okay, well, then I move up to here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to swing out at this little guy right here.
After you swing out at the Charmer Call Dragon Priest.
Just cut one down, step over his fallen corpse.
Yep.
And I will take another swing. 24.
24, that is a miss.
Damn. And that's all my actions. All
right. So, He comes to the creatures. They're called Ilocos. I'm just going to say it. Just going to say the name. Not that it's going to be relevant after this fight. The Iloco looks down at you, Kezra, on the ground. And he opens up his jaws. You almost hear, like, they get, like, dislocated as he's ready to just, like, chomp hard onto you.
He's going to swallow you whole.
I fucked up.
So he is going to... Are you flat-footed, by chance?
Yeah, I'm prone.
Great. He's going to chomp down on you with his jaws for a 23.
Yeah, that hits just barely.
Man. Cool. So that is going to be 28 points of damage.
Jeez.
God damn, these guys hit hard.
Yeah,
that is a little bit of sneak attack in there.
Oh, wow.
That's why the volcanic eruption was so important, because if it could get you guys prone from flat-footed...
Combo.
If I had stepped 5 more feet up, I would have been able to retribute strike.
Oh, my gosh. Wait. Oh, my gosh.
You can still do it. You can still do it to negate the damage. You just don't get. Yeah, you just don't get the...
I mean, it's a reaction, right?
Yeah.
Right,
get 8 hit points back.
Yay.
I'll take it.
I don't get to hit things. That makes me sad.
I mean, yeah.
This is when Benson's like, I only use it if I can hit.
He's going to attack me 2 more times, so I'll probably need that.
Yeah.
Take your lumps.
Second attack. Miss. 28.
Hit.
Ah. Jake, stop.
No.
Stop it. He's already dead.
He already died once.
20 points of damage total. Really bad roll in the precision damage there. Last attack.
Good.
Last attack is a 21.
Miss.
Wow. Oh.
Because of my dragon. Because I use my blood magic.
Nice. Oh, wow. Nice. That's going to kill. Scales just barely deflecting the hit.
Yep. Oh. All right. That was the last Iloko's turn. Kezra. This thing is determined to eat you.
I bet it is. I will. Stand up. And
sorry, I'm checking if they have technical opportunity. I don't think. No.
Hi, hi, hi.
They do not.
That's right. As we established, if you stand up, you don't have the triggering attack, which
is correct.
Yep, good knowledge is why I did it.
Yeah, it's very awesome.
And I'll electric arc.
So all right.
I got good luck on the reflex saves last time. I'll do it again.
All right.
And how many targets does that hit?
Two.
It was a very, very beautiful musical note.
They need to make reflex saves, is that right?
Yeah, rolled really well again. The dice roller in Path Builder is really doing me some favors.
All right, the Iloco got a 37.
That's critical. Critical success.
All right. The Chabrakah Dragon Priest got a 19.
That's a fail.
So
he will take 17 damage.
Ooh, damn, that was good.
Woof.
Yeah, 3, 2, 4, 4, 4.
Allie. Stop it.
Is that his voice?
You'll rule the day you mess with the hawk.
His voice sounds totally different when he actually speaks in Draconic.
Right. Yeah, his common voice.
When you don't understand it.
Yeah.
No.
it's like when you're watching like an anime or something like that, and like the English dub is like completely different from the Japanese. Yeah.
What's that from Cartoon Network, the depressed dog?
Courage?
No,
he's cowardly. You're right.
He's cowardly, not depressed.
Courage, the depressed dog.
No, Looney Tunes. Sorry.
It's
the dog with that weird voice, Droopy.
Droopy.
Yeah.
The big jaws.
Oh yeah.
Oh, lonely.
Yeah, that guy. Anyway, Kizra, is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, I had to stand.
Okay. Oh, you had to stand. That's right. It is the Dragon Priest turn. He wants to. He might have a round left. Let's see. You guys are closing in on him, so he's not sure how to run all that. All right. He's going to take a single... he's going to use a move action to get over next to you, Kezra. Mm. And he's going to reach out and try to touch you. With the attack... that is going to be a 27 hit?
Yep.
All right. Hit you with Vampiric Touch.
Oh, man.
Your touch leeches the lifeblood out of a target to empower yourself. So let me just go ahead and deal... What's that say? 6d6? Interesting. It's a lot of d6s.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
d6s. But pretty good damage. 19 points of negative damage.
I roll a save, right?
Yeah,
like a fortitude.
It is a fortitude. I don't think Vampiric Touch has a fortitude.
No, it does.
It absolutely does.
It's a basic fortitude.
Yeah. Otherwise, that'd be broken.
I know, that'd be really broken.
Come on.
30.
Success. Nice. So it's basic. So you take half.
Okay, how much is it then?
I rolled 19, so it would be rolling down 9.
Okay.
Yep. So he gets.
Vampiric Touch has the death trait.
Yeah.
Yes.
If it kills me, if they're freaking to zero, it kills you instantly.
Yep.
Yes. all right, and then he feels a little bit better.
How close?
I had 20 hit points.
Oh, shit.
So if I had failed, it would have been one away from instant death.
Oh, jeez. Gosh.
And a critical failure would have immediately killed me.
Wow.
My goodness.
Man.
You have a hero point. Except Vampiric Touch. I have very low health.
Yeah.
And that was his plan. That's what he's going for.
Yikes.
All right. Elkwood, you know that one is down, and you see these things ganging up on him.
Actually, I need that Aloko to make the flat check to see if he goes to die in two.
And the other Aloko has to take his bleed damage.
Yeah. All right. I'll take the bleed. What's the bleed damage?
It's 1d4.
1d4.
Okay, so who's rolling it? Elkwood, you got the crit, right?
Yeah.
So you roll 1d4.
3.
He takes 3. All right, and why the dying one?
If I get to it, I hope I can get to it, but go ahead and roll that flat check.
What?
Fucking roll this fucking... It's just a flat check.
I don't have to pull the character sheet
for that.
No, it's flat check. Just roll a d20.
I know. I'm saying I don't have to pull the character sheet. 15.
All right, so he's at 0.
Do you want that?
I do.
God damn it. I don't know what you're doing.
I don't want him to succeed. I want him to fail, but that's okay.
Oh, okay.
It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Elkwood. Timmy so rudely interrupted your turn.
Yeah, right?
It always happens.
It really does.
So... 15, 20. Question. So, can I move diagonally between two enemies? So, like, where Kezra is and that empty spot up there?
I mean, you can move through your friends and, yeah. Oh, so you want to go where Kezra is and then...
Diagonally step
them.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay. So, he's going to do that.
Okay.
And move... Okay, never mind. There's a wall. There's a wall there. So he's going to move here with one action. Quick draw out the Elvish Curb Blade against the Aloko.
All right. And you are flanking with Famir.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that would be a... thinking... So 16 plus 18. That would be a 34. 34?
Yep.
35 for flanking, I guess. Or it doesn't matter.
Oh, it'd be a 36 then, yep. Or minus 2 the AC.
Yep.
So his AC would go down by 2.
So is a 34 a crit with a minus 2 the AC?
No, it is not.
Ugh.
Well, darn. That's all I wanted.
That's all I wanted in life.
Yep.
So, what's the flight? Critical hit?
Either way, 3d8.
It's okay, next attack, we'll roll another natural 20.
I know.
Yeah.
Just the way of Mark.
15 points of damage.
Nice.
With one swing.
Am I going to say that I prophesized the 15 points of damage?
Right.
But I think I did.
That's kind of like the average damage we deal.
I know.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, more or less.
All right,
that's
why. Come on.
That's why, let's go.
Another 16. Holy shit.
okay, so...
16 plus be 13. 14 because of finesse.
Oh, right. Okay, yep.
I think. Yeah, Eldritch Blade, I think, so is
30 to hit?
Well, hold on, because Elvish Curblade gives me... it is finesse.
Yeah. So it's minus it 4?
No, that's agile.
No, that's just dex.
Dex to attack.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so... But it has forceful, so I get an extra plus 4, I think, to the damage, right?
The forceful is... You add a 1 for every damage die that you deal with the weapon, so 2.
Yeah, so yep. Extra 2 damage, yep. Basically, to it. Okay, so only 2d8 this time.
Wait, what was your total, by the way?
That would be a plus 17, so that would be 13 plus... God.
13
no,
plus...
No, 16 yeah. plus... God, why am I really bad at this? 29.
So I just wanted to make sure because they do have a high AC.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, go ahead and roll the damage.
2d8.
He is hurting already.
God, 16 points of damage.
16 points of damage.
And now Vamir's going to attack.
Yep.
Come on and miss, probably.
Maybe.
Miss.
Miss. Okay.
And miss.
Okay.
If I could somehow upgrade his attack, that'd be great.
Magic Fang is still a spell, right?
Yep.
Just get a wand of Magic Fang. Make him a little bit better. Huh? Adelar, it's your turn.
I barely have Vision of Kezra, but I technically by Foundry, I still have it.
Yes.
So I'm going to do a 2-action heal, and I'm just rolling absolute rocks over here.
That's good, because Kezra is very close to death.
I know. Yeah. That's 60 points of healing. Phew.
God.
I rolled one better than last time, ironically. and then with my last action, I'm really eyeing this Alokos that's fallen. But I cast Guidance on Kezra. Like, Kezra, pick yourself back up. We need to finish this fight. Use Avatar's Guidance. That's my turn.
Kezra, okay. Stop bleeding.
Stop it. There's your guidance. Benson,
just dodge out of the way.
Benson, it's your turn.
Do a wicked kickflip out of the way.
Kezra picks up skateboard skills.
Yeah.
Radical.
And da-da-da-da-da-da-da, do the one thing I'm good at.
Are you stepping up to the Loco?
Yep, 30.
30.
You're flanking the shit out of this guy.
Yeah, I know.
I love that you guys can't see what I see, but I like see none of this battle.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I know, yeah. I can't see any of it. The dynamic lighting is just blocking it from
19
me.
19 points of damage.
I like it.
How much?
19.
19. E is dead.
Yay. Oh, so dying one.
Oh my god.
It's relevant. Tim. It is relevant.
I don't know how much I'm going to do this for.
It's
relevant.
That's pretty much all I can do. Well,
you just want to move
I'll just stand on top of this guy.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Stomp on his body.
It's so funny. I can't see any of this. So
I know.
It's just like, what's going on?
Everyone around me gets plus 2 to their AC.
Yep.
Hey.
And Adelar's literally just hears, blah, blah. It's like, what's going on in there?
Adelar's like, is he dying?
That Alokos needs to make a... Oh, wait, he moves in initiative.
I'm just going to cut off their heads.
I'm not doing it.
Jake hates you so much right now.
I really do.
Just roll a flat check now for me, please.
Roll it now. 2.
Oh, that's just a regular fail.
Yeah.
So it goes to dying 2.
Yep. Kezra, your turn.
What is this? What is this?
Timmy so rudely interrupted your turn, too?
Kezra will use True Strike again.
Yeah.
And he will attack this guy. Plus 1 on both of these little rolls.
I'm feeling it now. 20. Nat 20, nat 20, nat 20, nat 20.
219.
Wow.
That might be a crit.
Impressive.
I had 219.
This might be a crit, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Is this a Dragon Priest? Probably.
Take
no spoilers.
So 34. 25 to hit?
Just a crit.
Oh,
just yeah. Barely a crit.
Let's go.
Oh, dang. Okay, so this is actually going to do a lot of damage.
Yep.
Oh, man.
It
has to roll a fortitude save.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. I'll roll that now while you roll.
It'll take fire and lightning damage.
Will it take fire, though?
Well, yeah, probably.
No, it will not.
All right, I'll take fire away. And, yeah, roll a fortitude save.
Fortitude save is a 27.
All right, he's fine.
Okay.
But the total damage... 24 damage.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's good. That was painful. 24 points of damage... Okay. It comes to the priest's turn.
Wait, I have another action.
Ugh.
Yeah, I have another action. I'll just try to hit him again, I guess. See if I can bring him down.
Flat roll.
Just about.
Flat roll?
I mean, you're not rolling advantage. Sorry.
22.
Miss. Charka, Dragon Priest, takes a step back.
Oh, boy.
And he is going to unleash a breath weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense.
Need everybody except for Avalar.
Oh, yeah.
To make a basic reflex save.
I'm failing that.
What did you get, Elkwood?
Actually a low roll, like, 27.
27, that it just meets it, so you just take success, which means you take nothing.
And, of course, Vimir gets better than me, and he gets a 30.
Oh my gosh.
So, success, so he'll take half.
Goddamn, Vimir. All right, you're getting better at this.
I'm feeling pretty strong.
Kesner, what did you get?
23.
23, that is a fail.
Shit.
And Benson, what did you get?
18.
18 is not a critical fail.
Oh, thank
just
God.
A regular fail. So, for a total of... What the fuck? 16 points of fire damage total.
Okay.
Damn.
And that was that. And neat. Very neat.
What are you so salty about?
60 points of damage! It's fucking awesome breath weapon. He just like...
just...
he coughs.
Yeah. Or it sort of rattles his...
That's what you get for smoking, evildoer.
I smoke all I want.
He just smokes Marble Red 100s.
Elkwood, it's your turn. It's the cop of round 5.
Yep. So, first action, hunt prey... second is that he is going to take a step up and have Vimir move as well.
Flanking him.
Yeah, I can
there
move
it
him
is.
Back there. And so, last action for both of them is to swing, so Elkwood is going to swing first.
Pretty good chances. He's surrounded. And...
That would be a 26 to hit.
Yep, as a success.
Okay. Oh, I want to use my limoncello.
Yeah.
Limoncello die here. 3d's 8.
Ah.
5, 10, 17 points of damage.
Owie. Alright, yep.
And
still up.
Now Vimir is going to strike.
Uh-huh.
26 to hit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey. Fuck yeah. Good job, Vimir. That just had to be a high roll.
Who's a good boy?
And who's a good board? And he, of course, rolls better than me. I do get the strength modifier. Well, he gets his, but I get weapon proficiency.
Yeah, right.
Gives me an extra plus
yeah.
2, but 7, 6, 13, 14, 15, 16. Oh, wow, yeah. He did 20.
20 total damage?
Yes.
Alrighty. Still up.
Jeez.
Still up.
Too bad everyone gets to go before he does.
Yep. Yeah, he rolled he rolled less than Kezra. Think about that.
Yeah.
The priest rolled less than Kezra.
I rolled a 13 for my initiative. So,
yeah.
It just brings him back.
Slightly better than mid.
Yeah. Adalar, it is your turn.
Adalar is going to hold his action.
Jake's just shaking his head.
What the fuck? I don't know what you're doing, but I'm denying your request. I'm in a state of denial of whatever you're doing. Benson, your turn.
Okay, moving up to there. And I'm going to see if I can't send this thing straight to hell.
No, don't do it.
I forgot. That's his voice.
Oh, I never thought about that.
No.
I wouldn't go to hell.
I don't want to.
30.
30's a hit.
20 points of damage.
Oh, he has 10 left, so he's dead.
Yay. And as he falls, you see Adalar walks up to the Charakar priest.
And heals him.
And you see appear in his hand. Dong.
Oh.
Dong. Dong.
I don't know what spell that is.
What?
Bell.
Mm-hmm. What?
And we'll see you next time.
No, I do that. I'll see you next time.
Oh, no.
No, I'll see you next time.
No, I'll see you next time, Tim.
Oh, no.
Stop hitting each other.
No, put down that knife.
Hello everyone, Mark here as the voice of Elgood Grimm, to remind you to follow us all on our socials to stay up to date with the DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more DPS content in your life, be sure to check out our Twitch and YouTube channels, as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions, conversations about gaming, and hey, if you like memes, we got the memes. And hey, if you need some last minute gifts for the holiday, why don't you just stop by our merch store at DragonPunchSquadMerch.com. See you on the next episode.